yet. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The report from a special grand jury in Georgia on claims of election interference by former President Trump and others has not yet been made public.
Fulton County Superior Court Chief Judge Robert McBurney listened to arguments on both sides. The county's chief, senior DA Donald Wakefield, argued to the judge the only person who needs to see it
is you as a supervising judge, except in this case, where it was also the district attorney.
Because the DA must determine if those findings can be shared. Thomas Clyde, who has argued for media access to the report, says it should be released now, adding there's no more veil of secrecy.
That special purpose grand jury has issued a report, and the jurors themselves have asked for it to be published.
Judge McBurney says he will give notice before any decision. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Lawyers for Trump say they were not at the hearing and have so far not been part of the process. Classified documents have been found in the Indiana home of former Vice President Mike Pence. An attorney for Pence notified the National Archives of the finding last week. Pence's attorney says the former vice president hired a lawyer with experience handling classified documents to review his records in the aftermath of documents with classified markings found at the Delaware home of President Biden. Representatives Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, and Ilhan Omar releasing a joint statement after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy kicked them off key House committees, calling the move disappointing but not surprising, and saying the move undermines the integrity of the Congress and harming our national security in the process. McCarthy defended the move.
This is the right of the Speaker, and the one thing I will always do, I will put the national security ahead of partisan politics any day.
Unlike most House committees, the Speaker can unilaterally deny membership on the Intelligence Committee. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The murder trial begins for a former lawyer accused of killing his wife and son in South Carolina.
Jury selection will go into Wednesday in the double murder trial of disbarred South Carolina attorney Alec Murdoch. With multiple generations of the defendant's family serving as lawyers and prosecutors in the small Lowcountry community of Colleton County, local attorney Eric Bland says most of the prospective jurors have prior knowledge of the case or the Murdoch family.
Everybody's going to know the name. We want fair and impartial jurors. I think you can find them.
Murdoch is accused of fatally shooting his wife, Maggie, and their 22-year-old son, Paul, on the family's 1,700-acre estate back in June of 2021. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Federal judge dismisses a lawsuit where three former employees claimed Whole Foods retaliated against them for wearing Black Lives Matter masks during the pandemic.
Federal Judge Allison Brose in Massachusetts had previously dismissed a civil rights suit filed by a group of Whole Foods workers after the company said they couldn't wear Black Lives Matter face masks in 2020. Whole Foods said it violated their dress code policy. The judge did, though, allow one worker's claim of unlawful retaliation over the mask to move forward, and two other workers from different states joined that suit. But now Burroughs has dismissed that case as well, finding that when Whole Foods began enforcing its dress code policy more forcefully in 2020, the company did so uniformly for all potential dress code violations. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An Arizona judge says she won't compel the city of Scottsdale to resume an arrangement that allowed residents of a neighboring community community to get their water from the city, saying it's not just the court's concern. On January 1st, Scottsdale cut off the water it had provided to Rio Verde Foothills, saying it needs to guarantee there's enough water for its own residents amid a long-lasting drought. Several hundred residents are now using up the last of their Scottsdale water. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.